Welcome to episode 2 of 1 Million Bytes. I'm your host, Rich Infante. Today, we're going to be talking about cloud security. Before we get started, a quick disclaimer. The content presented in this podcast should only be used in contexts where you have permission, such as defending your instances or your cloud account, or in a penetration testing context with proper authorization. Now, on with the show. Cloud security is an important topic nowadays, especially with more and more companies moving their data to the cloud. For the purposes of this episode, we're going to talk specifically about AWS and its service, EC2. For anyone not familiar, EC2 is Amazon's virtual machine service where you can spin up virtual hosts for any kind of computing workload. When you do so, you specify something called an instance profile, which gives it access to different AWS APIs and services so you can perform the tasks that you need to do on that machine. First, let's set the stage a little bit. During my master's degree, we had an assignment where we were asked to lock down an EC2 instance and then set it up so we could give our classmates access while still restricting their permissions. We were supposed to restrict them from accessing certain files and performing other tasks on the system that we designated to be used for only privileged users. The goal was to gain access to things we weren't supposed to have access to. While trying to accomplish this, I found a misconfiguration in the EC2 instance profile attached to my classmate's instance. This allowed me to gain access to any user account on that instance, as well as any other instance in their account, if I knew the instance ID. How is this possible, you may ask? All thanks to Amazon Systems Manager. When those virtual machines were created, they were given permission to all of the SSM Systems Manager APIs in AWS. Systems Manager, for those of you who don't know, is an AWS service that provides different modules for managing your fleet of instances. It supports things like patch management, inventory, task automation, and finally, running commands or opening shells on your instances. This is where the mistake can be made. If you grant access to all of the SSM APIs, you can use the start session API and some of the associated ones to run commands on any instance in your account, as you could from the console. As you might have guessed, that's bad. There are other similar APIs to start session, such as a send command API, where you can send a shell command. It works essentially the same, and you can accomplish the same result as what I'm going to talk about here. How can this happen on accident, you might ask? Well, it all starts with how AWS permissions work. As I mentioned before, when you start an EC2 instance, you give it an instance profile. This instance profile has some policies attached to it, and each policy grants a set of permissions or denies a set of permissions. In those policies, it's very easy to grant wildcard access, for example, across an entire service such as SSM, or Simple Systems Manager. Each permission in these policies is a string, separated by a colon, where the first part is the service and the second part is the API. So it's very easy to go SSM star or asterisk, granting all permissions in SSM, which seems like something you might want to do, but that's, as I mentioned before, bad. So here's how all this went down. I was given access to my classmate's instance. I cooked up a shell script which configured the Simple Systems Manager to allow me to log in. By default, it's not set up, so you have to set it up yourself. Then I used my Python script to connect via SSM start session and run the shell commands on the instance directly. Since this is a shell, I was also able to poke around and look at different files and also use sudo, since the user I was targeting was the instance's default user and there was no password on it. Using that, I was able to compile and download a backdoor where I could set the user ID and set the group ID, like you would for a typical Linux backdoor. Note, this is not a stealthy way of doing it, but it can happen. So that's what I did. From there, I was able to poke around. I could log in as root. I could do whatever I wanted, all by just executing that one program that I compiled from my lockdown user. I could modify any configuration file, install programs, change user passwords, whatever I wanted to do. The final part that is a little scary is this could be done to any instance in your account. It doesn't really care about any security groups or other firewalls you have in place because this is acting directly from the agent that's already running on the instance, connecting to Amazon. So you can bypass any restrictions, really, if you grant this permission. All you need to know is the instance's ID and have permission to either start the session or run a command on it. The only other caveat here is that the instance needs to have the Systems Manager agent running, which by default is installed on many of the AMIs or virtual machine images that they have on EC2. If the permissions were configured not securely, chances are the service will work even if the user wasn't intending for it to. Although I didn't do this, you could also use one of the commands to run a script, say if you can't start a session, to open up a reverse shell, and from there you can do exactly the same thing. The moral of the story here is don't grant permissions that you shouldn't. Use the built-in AWS policies that they give you for doing some of this, as they generally lock down things well enough, but you should always inspect them and see what they grant. For example, if you're storing sensitive data in the parameter store, some of the policies that they provide by default may grant access to that, and you should be aware. You don't want to accidentally leak your secrets or allow an instance to start logging in across your network. That's all for today. A very short bite from 1 million bytes. Stay tuned for the next episode.